Hello everyone, this is Chase Crispin, and today I'm here with another tutorial on the operation of the Bookport Plus and the Bookport DT digital players and recorders from the American Printing House for the Blind. Today I'm going to be demonstrating how to read and navigate through both a text-based and a DAISY-based book. Navigation on the Bookport product is pretty simple, and they don't take a lot of commands. You just have to learn the different movement commands for things like word, sentence, etc. So we will be going through that here in this podcast today. Since the Bookport Plus and the Bookport DT or the Bookport Desktop operate very similar, I'm actually going to be giving you commands for both. Most of the time they're going to use the same commands for navigation, but I will tell you any differences if there are any. I have three books loaded onto my Bookport at the moment that we'll be working with today. Two are text-based, and one is audio-based. They are both DAISY books, however. First of all, if you haven't heard my previous podcast describing the controls of the Bookport Plus and Bookport DT, or my previous podcast describing how to send content to a Bookport using the Book Transfer software, you may wish to refer back to those first tutorials before you listen on this one so that you can orient yourself to the location of the buttons that I mention. If you haven't heard those podcasts, you can find them under the Bookport Plus and Bookport DT links at tech.aph.org. Before we begin, I would also like to briefly talk about the differences between DAISY text, DAISY audio, and DAISY text. For those of you who don't know, DAISY is a system, a file format, that has been developed by the DAISY Consortium, and DAISY is a format that books from places like Learning Ally, Bookshare, NLS Bard, and other places are produced in, so it's a very popular format for readers with visual impairments. DAISY allows you to navigate not only by word and page like you would normally be able to do, but also by chapter, by page, things like that. There are actually three forms of DAISY that you will encounter. DAISY audio refers to a recorded book, which is usually done with the human voice. Books from NLS Bard and Learning Ally are all produced as DAISY audio. DAISY text comes from places like Bookshare and involves just regular text that is read by the text-to-speech software on your reading device, in this case a Bookport Plus or DT, but the book is still structured with sections and chapters and things like that. There is a third form of DAISY, called DAISY Text Plus Audio, that allows you to have both a text and an audio part of a DAISY book with the same text, but this way you could listen to a book, for example, in a more comfortable human voice, but switch to the text of a book to check spellings and things like that. The Bookport does support playback of these books with both text and audio. However, we will not be demonstrating those books today. If you just have a regular book, meaning it is not DAISY, it's just text or a Braille file or a Word file or anything like that, you won't get the specific movement options that you get with DAISY. All of these types of text that you may encounter work very similar on the Bookport products, and today I will be demonstrating how to navigate through both audio and text-based books. Now, I have my Bookport already turned on, but it is in the sleep mode, as yours probably is as well. So let's tap the power button to wake it up.
4:47 p.m.
You hear the current time. And to get to the list of all titles, you'll want to press the title key. On the Bookport Plus, this is located third from the top. It's to the right of the right arrow key. And on the Bookport Desktop, this is located directly to the left of the number pad. Most of the buttons that I will reference today on the Bookport DT do require you to have the mask of the device removed. If I press the title key here,
SD card, all titles list, select title, DAISY title, 2,
Mockingjay, The Hunger Games Trilogy number 3,
publication date, May 20th, 2011, publisher,
Bookshare.
In the folder.
Root.
4 titles in this category.
First, we hear that this book is located on the SD card. You might have heard internal memory, USB, or something like that, because it's not always going to be on the SD card, but in this case, it is. And when you press the title key, you're automatically placed in the list of titles on the title that you last read. So in this case, it was title 2 on the SD card. This book is called Mockingjay, and it told you who published the book, in this case, Bookshare, and also the folder that it was located in this case, Root. To navigate through titles in the title list, you can use the left and the right arrow keys. I heard that this was choice number 2, so I will left arrow to find out what the first book is.
1.
Call of the Wild.
Publisher?
Binetage.
Title 1 is Call of the Wild. Now, if you have many titles on your SD card or internal memory of your book port, you will most likely not want to have to arrow around for a very long time to get to the title that you wish to read. The book port provides you several different ways to more quickly jump to titles. First, we can press the up arrow.
Select folder. 3 titles in this folder.
Now we are moving by folder rather than by title. So here we have our root folder, and if I right arrow,
music, all music.
We hear music because I have a category of music on here.
Daisy title. 3 titles in this folder.
And now we're back to the root folder. Now you may have many more folders than I do, but for the purpose of this demonstration, I've just kept just a very few books and only the root folder and the music folder on this card, just for simplicity. If you know what folder things are located in, this is a very quick way to jump from title to title, depending on what folder they're in. But if you transfer with the book transfer software and you don't really think about where books are placed, or you don't care what folder they're in, this may not be the most ideal form of navigation for you. If I up arrow again,
select category, Daisy title, 4 titles in this category.
We now have categories. Right now we're on Daisy title. If we right arrow,
music, 2 albums in this category.
We hear music with 2 albums.
Daisy title,
and we're back
4
to Daisy
titles in this category.
If you had recordings, podcasts, web radio stations, anything like that, those would all be their own category. You don't necessarily have to arrow through all your Daisy books, for example, to get to your recordings. You could just move by category by pressing the up arrow to get to this option. I'm going to down arrow twice now to get back to the list of Daisy titles. If you were browsing for a category that you wish to access, you would find the one you want, and then down arrow twice, because down arrowing once will get us to the folder structure.
Select folder.
Down arrow again.
Select title.
Gets us to title.
Call of the Wild.
Publisher?
Binetage.
Now we're back to Call of the Wild, the first title in this list. If you know the number of a book you wish to read within this list, this is the number that the book port reads before it announces the title, you can simply type in that number and then press the play key. So if I type 3.
3. Enter. 3.
The Throne of Fire. Kane Chronicles number 2.
Publication date, May 10th, 2011. Publisher?
Bookshare.
Now, it moved us to the third book in this list. If you entered a number that did not exist, like let's try 9, because I don't have 9 Daisy books.
9. Number 9 does not exist.
We hear number 9 does not exist, and we're left on the current title. One thing to keep in mind with moving by number is that when you add titles to the book port, the numbers are going to change because things are going to move in the list to make room for new titles, so the number might increase or decrease depending on where you are in the list. This also applies if you delete a title. So if you've added or removed content, the numbers won't be accurate, but if you are sure of a number in the list, you can use this option. To move by categories, you could either up arrow twice like we did earlier, or while you're looking at this list of titles, you can actually hold down the arrow keys to move from category to category. So if I hold down the right arrow key,
music, all music,
we're in the music category. If I hold down the right arrow key again,
Daisy title, 1.
Call of the Wild.
Publisher?
Binetage.
In the folder.
$VRDTB.
We're back to Daisy. If you had more categories, you would find them before returning to the one you began in. You can also move backwards through categories by holding down the left arrow. So this is a quick way to jump to other categories. The other way to jump between different titles on your SD card, or internal memory, of your book port is by using the capability to move to your recently played and recently added titles on your device. You can press the Go To key, which is located to the left of the arrow keys on the Bookport Plus, and to the left of the numeric keypad on the Bookport DT. If I press this...
Recent titles list. Select title. Daisy title. 1.
Call of the Wild.
Publisher?
Binetage.
In the folder.
$VRDTB.
Now, instead of being in a list of all titles, we're placed in a list of the most recently read titles on the Bookport. By default, you're placed on the most recently read, which for me is the book Call of the Wild. If you did not want to move by most recently accessed, but most recently added to the device, you could press the Go To key again.
New titles list. Select title. Daisy title. 1.
The Hunger Games, Book 1.
Publication date, June 2009. Publisher?
National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress.
In the folder.
Root.
And we hear the most recent book that I've put on my bookport, in this case, The Hunger Games. Now, this book you heard announced in a human voice, not the text-to-speech voice, on the bookport. This means that this is a Daisy audiobook and is narrated by a human. So you can tell whether it's a text-based or a audio-based Daisy book, usually, just by hearing how the title is announced. Now, if we wanted to move back to the All Titles list, we would press the Go To key one more time.
All Titles
We're
list.
Back to all
Select
titles.
Title. Daisy title. 1.
Call of the Wild.
Publisher?
Binetage.
In the folder.
Root.
4 titles in this category.
And all of these lists, all titles, recent titles, and new titles, are organized horizontally, and you can move through them with the left and the right arrows. Playing a book is very simple. All you have to do is press the play key. If I press the play key now...
Wild. Notices to copyright status of material.
And if I press the play key, we pause. So when I press the play key, the bookport began to play the book that I was focused on, which, as it announced, was Call of the Wild. And it begins reading, in this case, with the Bookshare notice. But if you did not have that notice there, it would begin reading. Since I have not read very much of this book, I am not into the book. If you had been reading it, it would actually open the book and begin reading in the place where you had last left off. To pause playback, I simply pressed the play key again, and it paused and played a little chime to let us know that the book had indeed paused. The most basic type of movement is moving character by character. Like on a PC, this is accomplished with the left and the right arrows. If I press the left arrow,
space, E, E, H, capital T, space,
we are moving backwards by character. If I press the right arrow,
capital T, H, E, space,
there's the word the,
I, N, F, O, R, M, A,
etc. So now we are just moving by character. If you needed to know how to spell a word, this is a very useful option. But usually you're going to want to read a bit more than characters. So if you wanted to get a slightly larger form of movement, you can use the 1 and the 3 keys on the bookport's numeric keypad to move by word. If I press the 3 key,
which follows is important since it describes.
And now we're moving word by word through the Bookshare notice. Moving back by word is accomplished with the number 1 key.
It. Since. Important.
To move by sentence, you must push the play key to let the bookport begin playing, and then use the left and right arrows, because the left and right arrows will not move by character when playing, because usually the speech is going to be going so fast that you are not going to have any need to move by character. So if I press play and then use the right arrow...
Important since it... Public domain materials. Bookshare org and Binetage make no representations or warranties that this material... However, Bookshare org reasonably...
And left arrow would go back by sentence.
Bookshare org and Binetage... Public domain material... The information
I'll now
which...
pause it with the pause key. So you can read by sentence or just jump forward by sentences while playing, using the left and the right arrow. While paused, the up and the down arrow keys will move you by lines. On the Bookport desktop, you would use the 2 and the 8 keys to move by lines, but on the Bookport Plus, you just use the up and down arrows. So if I press down arrow...
Ownership, if any, and any legal restrictions. Digital material which govern your life. Public domain materials. Bookshare Organ Binet Etch make no representations or warranties. Material is, in fact, in the public domain. However, Bookshare Org reasonably.
And now we're moving by lines. So just like on a PC, up and down arrows will move by lines. I'm not going to demonstrate it here because it makes pretty good sense, but using the up arrow would move up by line. To move by paragraph, you can let the book begin playing by pressing the play key, and then use the 3 key to move forward by paragraph, and the 1 key to move back by paragraph. If I start playing...
Beginning of title.
And press 3.
All of
3.
The Wild. Bookshare Org and Binet. Together we can ensure that the rights... Bookshare Org has used... Begin content.
And we moved by paragraphs. To move back by paragraphs, you can simply press the 1 key. And if you just wanted to continue reading from the paragraph you moved to, you just wouldn't press anything and you would let the Bookport read. Regardless of if you are playing or paused, the 4 and the 6 key will control page movement. The 4 key will move back one page, and the 6 key will move forward by one page. Many books are marked up by page, so it's easy for the Bookport to move you by page. In some books, you cannot move by page because it was not marked where pages begin and end. In this case, the Bookport assumes page length by moving by 80 lines. So the next page command, 6, will move you to 80 lines below, and the 4 key will move you up 80 lines, which is the rough equivalent of a printed page. So regardless of if pages are marked or not, this will roughly move you by page. So while I'm paused, if I just hit 6...
Special page.
We're on a special page. If I press the 6 key again...
Special page.
There's another special page. And a special page is just usually one of the Roman numeral pages before page 1 of a book that give information about the book.
Special page. Page 1.
There's page 1. And since these are pretty standard, we hear the Bookport's guide voice read this to us. If I begin to play...
1.
And
chapter
I use
eye.
Next page.
Page 2.
2. We're booming the find. Thousands of men were rushing into the Northland. These men wanted...
Page 3.
3.
We're
Miller's voice took their morning plunge
key.
And kept cool.
Page 2.
2. We're booming the find. Thousands of men were rushing...
It begins reading the page automatically. When paused, you only hear the page number. When playing, you hear the page number followed by the page that begins to read. The largest type of movement within a book is moving by sections in a Daisy book. There are usually various levels, such as section, chapter, page, etc., so you first need to tell the Bookport what type of Daisy navigation to move by. This is done with the 8 key. If I press 8...
Level 1.
There's level 1.
Phrase.
And there's phrase. If I press it again...
Page.
There's page.
Level 1.
And one more time gets me back to level 1. Phrase is just an estimated movement to move by where phrases would be if you were speaking it out loud. In this particular book, there is only heading level 1, which presumably moves by chapters. In larger books, or books that are marked up a bit better, you will have up to 3 or 4 levels of headings that you can cycle through with the 8 key. This book also presents us the Daisy option of moving by page, but we don't really need this since we have the 4 and the 6 keys to do this for us. I am on level 1, and to move by these headings, we can use the 7 key to move backward or the 9 key to move forward. If I press the 9 key, we hear a chime sound. This means that the book is really not marked up by chapters. But if we press the 7 key,
beginning of title,
that moves us to the beginning of a title. So in this particular book, as you can see, heading movement is not very useful. But you do use the 8 key to move between the different types of headings, the 7 key to move backwards by your selected amount, and the 9 key to move forward. The final way to move through a book is by pressing the Go To key. This is the key I described earlier to move from recent titles to new titles, etc. But if I press the Go To key here,
Go To page.
We can go to a page, and we hear the chime telling us the bookport is waiting for us to input information. If I wanted to move to page 29, I could type in
29
and press the play key.
Enter page 29.
29. Approached on his blind side of this offense book was a
pause. So it moves you to the page you inputted, and it begins to read. This is usually quicker than using the 6 key to move by page. You can just type in the exact page number that you would like. If I press the Go To key again,
Go To page.
There's Go To page. We just did that. Let's press Go To again.
Go To heading. Press Enter to go to beginning. Press 0, then Enter to go to end.
Enter is the pound key. You can either use pound to confirm something or just press play as we just did. Now, this allows you to input a heading number if you know it. For example, if you want to go to the 4th heading in the book, it will move you there, but you usually will need to know how many headings into the book you're looking for. This is not very useful in this particular book, since there are no headings, so let's press the Go To key again.
Go To percent.
We can move to a certain percentage within the book. If I wanted to move 3/4 of the way through the book, I would just put in 75.
75.
Press Enter.
Enter. Play. 75%.
And now we're 75% of the way through the book. We could begin to play here with the play key. These are all the options that are available to us for navigation within a text-based book. The final thing I have to mention about text-based Daisy books is the ability to control the rate of the speech of which you hear the book. This is done when playing with the up and the down arrows. If I begin to play and press the up arrow, I'm going to press the play key. Up arrow.
130.
Up arrow.
130.
One more time.
139. Strangling, suffocating, sometimes one uppermost.
The speech is now quite a bit quicker than it was earlier. You could slow down while playing by pressing the down arrow key. So this allows you to control how fast you hear the book, and this adjusts the rate in this case of the text-to-speech voice, since this is a text-based Daisy book. This is all of the things we need to learn right now about text-based Daisy books. So let's go ahead and press the title key.
SD card, all titles list, select
and
title, Daisy title, 1.
Fourth title.
Call of the Wild.
Publisher.
In this list.
In the folder.
Root.
4 titles in this category.
So I will just push 4.
4.
Followed by the Enter key.
Enter. 4.
The Hunger Games, Book 1.
And here
publication
is
date, June 2009.
Audio.
Publisher.
National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Library of Congress.
And unfortunately, there is no way to interrupt this announcement without starting the book to play, which is why you keep hearing it. So if I press the play key.
Flowers are the tops of wild onions, and only remind me of the hours I've spent gathering them with Gale.
And I'll press the Gale. Pause key. Now, we find this time that we're not taken to the beginning of the book. We are put in the middle of the book, where I last left off. So this is the last place where I read the book when I was reading it on this device. Now, obviously you cannot move character by character in a spoken word book, simply because there are not specific characters, only recorded audio in the book. So pressing the left arrow...
Remind me of the hours that the pink and white...
...just moves us back in the audio. If we play and hold down the left
and
arrow...
...and white flowers...
Minus 5 seconds.
We're rewinding.
10 seconds. 20 seconds.
So we move by 10
30
seconds.
30 seconds. 1 minute.
Then it starts jumping.
2 minutes. 3 minutes.
I just let go of the left
arrow. 4 minutes.
I just let go of the left arrow key. And now let's press play.
I'd be arranging some sort of accident for me as we speak. Then Pete is there, looking handsome in red and white.
And I press the pause key. So now we have moved backwards in the book, and we could fast forward the same way by holding down the right arrow. Since you cannot move by lines in audio-based books either, the up and the down arrow key always controls the rate of speech, regardless if you're playing or paused. So if I press the up arrow key 2 or 3 times here...
Speed plus 3.
We hear, since we're paused, the amount of the speech playback that has been increased, in this case, plus 3. If I press play...
Pulling me off to the side. I hardly get to see you. Haymitch seems bent on keeping us apart. Haymitch is actually bent on keeping us alive.
play again to pause, and the speech is now quite a bit faster. It's worth mentioning that you can slow down the speech playback beyond normal if you would like to listen to something especially slow, so you can either increase or decrease the speech from its default rate. To move by 30 seconds in the audio, we can use the 1 and the 3 keys. If I press 3...
Someone counts backward, and just like that, we're being broadcast live to the entire the first site for you from, what, age 5? Caesar
says. Press play to stop. So that is how you can move by 30 seconds, which is a bit quicker than holding down the arrow keys until you hear 30 seconds. This is a quick way to jump a little ways ahead or behind in a book. The 4 and the 6 keys within audio move you back and forward by 10 minutes. If I press play, and then press 4...
But since they're... Have you given up the whole girl on fire thing? Ringed around our kitchen table, and I thought, why don't they leave? Why don't...
And now we have moved back by 10-minute increments in the book. Now, let's take a look at heading-level navigation in this book, because I know that there are chapters marked, so we will be able to use the 7 and the 9 keys a bit more usefully here than we did with the Call of the Wild book we were examining earlier. If I press the 8 key...
Level 2.
There's level 2.
Level 1.
Level 1.
Phrase.
Phrase.
Level 2.
And there is not page in this book. It's not even marked by page. Now, when you have two levels of headings, you can usually assume that level 1, the biggest level, or the least detailed level, the top level, is going to move you by parts of a book, and level 2 will move you by chapters. I would prefer to move by chapters, so I'll press the 8 key to get to level 2 again.
Level 2.
I'll begin playing.
Why do they stay to watch?
I'll slow it down so that the book... So that the book is
now
at an understandable speed.
It's because
and
you have
I'll
no
use
choice.
The 7 key.
25.
Here's chapter 25.
24.
24.
23.
23.
22.
22, etc. 9 would move forward by chapter.
23. Every cell in my body.
And that is how you can move by chapters and parts within a book. This is very handy if you need to skip a chapter or you want to go back by a chapter, etc. This is a bit more flexible than just moving by specific time increments. As with text-based books, the go-to key here
go to page.
Gives us go to page. If I enter page, let's say 82 here.
82. Number 82 does not exist.
Tells us that 82 does not exist because you heard that there is no option to navigate by page. So we cannot even go to page 82. It tells us that it doesn't exist because there are no page markings here. And it removes us from the go-to dialog. If I press the go-to key...
Go-to page.
Press it again.
Go-to heading. Press enter to go to beginning. Press 0, then enter to go to end.
It's a bit more useful to use this function here. Let's say I wanted to go to the third heading level, which should be close to the beginning of the book. If I press 3.
3. Enter. Heading 3.
Part 1. The Tributes. 1.
That was indeed the first part of the book, and I've just paused the bookport from reading. Now, usually the beginning of the book has a heading and the NLS information. This is a book from Bard, so the NLS and Library of Congress information gets a second heading. So the third heading is usually about the beginning of the actual text of your book. If I press the go-to key again...
Go-to
again,
page. Go-to heading.
Again,
go-to percent.
Here's our go-to percent. And one more time just closes that dialogue. The one thing that you might wish to use while navigating through a book to learn more information about the book is to use the information screen. To do this, you can either press the number 5 on the bookport plus, or the oval-shaped information key that's at a slanted angle to the right of the telephone keypad on the bookport DT. I'll press the information key now.
Battery level 38%. Network information. Power save mode. Download status. Not downloading. Elapsed 2 minutes 38 seconds. Remaining 9 hours 11 minutes 51 seconds. Total 9 hours 14 minutes 29 seconds. No pages. Heading 4. Total number of headings 33.
1.
No bookmarks. No voice bookmarks. Daisy title 4.
The Hunger Games Book 1.
Creation date June 29th, 2009, 10:22 a.m. Standard play.
and it just gave us a bunch of information about the book. It told us our battery status as well. It told me my network was in power save mode. We're not using anything internet related to play this book, so it simply shuts off the Wi-Fi part of the book port to save battery. It tells us how far we are into the book, how much is left, the heading number, and you heard the human narrator say 1, meaning we're on chapter 1 of the book. If there were chapter names, this would have been announced instead. This is a pretty long string of information, so if you wanted to cut off the information, for example, let's say you just wanted to hear how far you were into the book, you could press the 5 key several times until you got to the information you wanted to hear, and then press the play key when you're done hearing the information to make the book port stop speaking the information. I will go ahead and show this, so I'll press the 5 key a couple of times, let it speak what I want to hear, and then I'll stop it.
Battery. Network. Download. Elapsed. 2 minutes. 38 seconds.
So that told me I'm 2 minutes, 38 seconds into the book, and that took a lot less time than it would have to actually listen to the prompts before it. That should have given you a pretty good idea of how to navigate through text and audio-based books on your Bookport Plus or Bookport DT. That's going to wrap up this review. I will be back with more reviews of the Bookport products in the future. If you have further questions on the operation of these devices, please visit tech.aph.org and click on the link for either Bookport Plus or Bookport DT, depending on what you're using. This is Chase Crispin. Thank you for listening to this review, and I hope you have found it helpful.